you're listening to the Goop Chat on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. Hello. This is CJSF 90.1 here with the Goop Chat.
Yup. I'm Ronia.
Mm-hmm.
Paige.
Malik.
Get close. Yeah. Yeah. I guess just to an announcement for today. Today we're just going to be a little chill, I guess. Mm-hmm. I picked out a lovely little album that we can all listen to.
That's nice. Who is it by?
The artist is Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of their earlier albums.
I know.
Yeah. You know it.
Yeah, it's a band, right?
Yeah, it's a band. A band. Yeah.
Never heard of them before.
They're really good. Well, they're experimental, like you could say. So I don't know if we can all go on this journey, and then we can just talk about each track.
Sure.
When they come on, and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the album is called Trespass. It is their second album. And I guess to start us off, we can start with the first track on Trespass, which is called Looking for Someone.
Sorry.
In a dark room, dirty man, you're looking like a Buddha. I know you well. Yeah, keep on a straight line. I don't believe I can. Trying to find a needle in a haystack. Chilly wind, you're piercing like a dagger. Sunlight through the trees to keep you warm in peaceful shades of green. Thank you.
Now I found myself a name. On the way, leave me. All that I have, I will give. Leave me, leave me. All that I have, I will give.
Back. First of all, let's kick it off by mentioning we got a lovely caller.
Oh, it,
who's also
was
a
so
fan
sweet.
Of Genesis.
Yep.
I'm so bummed that I didn't get to talk to him. But oh
right.
Well. But that's lovely. I guess just to get some notes on this band, because I forgot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But this album was, I mentioned this is their second album. Our singer for this album is called Peter Gabriel. Who, you know, after a while
went
solo.
Oh, wow, you actually
too.
Know everything that he said.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have spoke to him. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The guitarist for this album is Anthony Phillips, mm-hmm. who after this album left the band.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer for this album is not famously Phil Collins. He came in after this one for Nursery Crime, but the drummer for this album is called, I think, John Mayhew, who made his first and only appearance in this album.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's really all the notes. Tony Banks as the keyboardist. What's his name? Oh, I'm blanking. The bassist is called...
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Well, by the time that you think about it, the caller also mentioned that the drummer, Collins, I'm not
yeah,
really
Phil
sure.
Collins.
Yeah, him? He's going to be replacing the main singer.
He does at the second. Well, not the second.
And he's a really popular 80s singer.
Yeah. At halfway point through Genesis, after the album The Lamb Dies Down on Broadway, Peter Gabriel leaves the band and Phil Collins replaces him. And it's honestly still pretty good. They all still have their really good tunes with Phil Collins. But personally, I just love the band with Peter Gabriel.
Mm.
But I guess just to talk about a little bit about the song, so we're not just like passively listening to everything. Personally, I love this song. I love how it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, when Peter Gabriel starts the song off, with like the smooth, like, I don't know what it is, I think like a Moog on the background, he has this very like lush, soulful voice at the beginning. And then at the same time, he has like such a big range that it's almost like it's a different singer at times.
Oh, really?
Because he has such an amazing range, such an amazing voice that it's just lovely to listen to. But I guess not only that, like, even his vocals sometimes are like they feel like childlike.
But why is he leaving the band then?
Well, in I think 97, yeah, with the Lion Dies on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
There were some complications with the band of,
oh, really?
Him feeling, I guess, trapped from the band, like not being able to do other things.
Oh.
Like being only, like if you're in the band, you're in the band, you can't do other stuff. And also, I think, yeah, some personal issues had arisen.
Really?
But after that, I mean, you know, he went on and did his solo stuff and still went on to do amazing work, right? Like with I Want to Be Your Sledgehammer, the caller mentioned. I think that's from his album Soul, which is an amazing album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think most of his albums are...
I'm not sure. I just heard that one from the album for,
yeah,
now. But I know you're going to play more.
Yeah.
So,
and we
whoever
shall.
Called... He should stay tuned, yeah, for the rest
whoever
of the album.
Whoever called, thank you for calling. This made my day. And be sure to stay tuned because we'll be playing the whole album. And here comes the next song on Trespass called White Mountain. Here you go. Welcome, welcome. I mean, wow.
I really like that you're playing this album, because like someone out there is like enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I feel like we've kind of lost the enjoyment for, or at least, this is what I think. Like there's some of the enjoyment of like the old albums. Or at least this is a little bit more like experimental, so not many people to begin with are listening too much to experimental music. I imagine. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, God, what a... what? What are you staring?
What are you saying?
I just haven't heard a lot from Malik today.
What?
He hasn't really spoke today. It's a bit odd.
Okay. Well, what I like about this song is almost how it rises and then falls. Like,
oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool, yeah.
Because then again, like, I don't think I'm ever going to tire about saying how good Peter Gabriel's voice is. But reaching those high notes, not even, like, I guess, high notes of, like, straining his voice, but, like, I guess high pinnacles in the music, and then immediately going back into, like, soft and sweet and melodic guitar, and then again building that up. And honestly, this is a silly thing for me, at least, because the album is called Trespass, and in this song, part of the lyrics, he mentions trespass, the word, simply.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I guess, yeah. For me, when I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, he said the word. But this is really silly. And I don't think it really has to do anything much. It's just, it's a good song.
I realize he actually have a really good range, though.
Yeah, because even sometimes when, like, I wouldn't go as far to say that he is, like, the best vocalist out there. But I would definitely say that he's one of the most talented, or at least he can express the music very cleverly. Mm-hmm. Like, he can do, like, very screeching tones or very, like, childlike.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then he can sound extremely soulful. He can sound amazing, right? That's cool. Is not his, like, I wouldn't say this is, like, his best vocal work. I think that would probably be The Lamb Lights Down on Broadway. But that's, like, 1 hour and 40 minutes, and we don't have that time.
Who's your guys' favorite vocalist ever?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I would personally say Robert Plant. Do you know who Robert
Plant is? Who's yours?
Rihanna. Rihanna and Mariah Carey.
That's good.
I don't know. Those are good. I heard some stuff about Mariah Carey.
What?
Yeah. I heard, like, she edits a lot, even while doing,
wait,
like,
was
live.
That her, or is that someone else?
Is that?
Yeah, okay, no, never mind, not Mariah Carey then. Who is it, Rihanna? And, it's Rihanna for it.
I mean, Ariana Grande also has a really good vocal range.
Oh my God, Ariana Grande is
I didn't say Ariana Grande, I said Rihanna.
I wish.
No, no, I know, but, like, she's another one that she has
really good
range.
Yeah, that's one of my tops. Yeah, one of my tops.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of vocalists today that are like, oof, they're really good.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't give out that many albums anymore, which is, like, sad.
I feel like, in general, albums are, like, a lot slower.
That is true.
Not slower in, like, listening to them, but, like, coming out.
You know who's a really good male one, too?
Uh-huh.
My top three males are Usher, R. Kelly, and... Wait, I had one more. Damn.
Blank.
Never mind.
I don't think I've heard R. Kelly's voice.
No?
Same.
But I know Usher. Yeah, he's really good.
R. Kelly's voice is so good.
The prime, like, play at clubs or stuff. What? I don't know. I mean, he's like peak 2000s. That's what
it's
I
like
imagine.
It's like a party.
Yeah, 2000s peak. I love 2000s music.
That is kind of true. Yeah. But I think...
And Keisha Cole.
Male, the only one that comes to my mind right now is the singer in Queen.
Oh, Freddie Mercury?
He's amazing. Insane.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think I heard of him.
Oof. You think you've heard of him?
You think
you've heard of him? Anyway, we also don't have too much time, and I want to get this album done.
These 8 minute per song, 8 minute per song album.
Sort of, yeah.
Amazing.
You get more. The more the merrier. And here's the next song. The more the merrier. The next song is Visions of Angels.
I like the name.
Thank you. standing in a forest, gazing at the sun, looking at the trees, but there's not even one. See a rippling stream that smiles and then goes by. Run to feel its comfort, but the water's dry. I see her face and run to take her hand. Why she's never there, I just don't understand. The trumpet sound, my whole world crumbles down. Visions of the leaves will crumble, so will fall my love. For the fragile beauty of our lives must fade. Though I once remember echoes of my youth, now I sense no past, no love that ends in love. But take this dream, the stars are filled with light. The blossom glides like snowflakes from trees. In vengeance to a god no one can reach. Visions of angels all around dance in the sky. World, it's